Ready for a little fun? Try Chumba Casino. Play hundreds of games, plus get a free welcome offer to start. Chumba Casino. Play for the fun. Stay for the surprises. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. Not a great night last night for the Phillies. They lose out in Seattle 4-1. Though Nola pitched well, but they got to do something about Trey Turner. I mean, the guy can't hit. I mean, the guy cannot hit. He can't play. He's been a disaster for the season for the Philadelphia Phillies. So we'll talk a lot of Phillies today. McGurk's in Langhorne is where the midday show is. If you want to come check it out, if you're in the area, McGurk's in Langhorne, 10-2. Doing the midday show live today, taking the show on the road the next couple days. McGurk's in Langhorne. We'll get to some Eagles stuff here after the open practice last night. One quick thing, my book, What If? Tackling the Biggest Unanswered Questions, Philadelphia Sports History. It is available right now. The website is whatiffphillybook.com. You can order it, free shipping, and personalized autograph with every pre-order. The sale is going on right now. whatiffphillybook.com. Appreciate everyone that is ordered already, and if you're considering it, yeah, give it a try. I think you'll really enjoy it. I hope you will. I enjoyed writing it, and hope you'll enjoy reading it. And I hope we all enjoy the Eagles' offense this year, though I'm not quite sure we're going to enjoy it at the level that we want to. So last night, open practice, and Jalen Hurts turned the ball over a couple more times with interceptions. And we can go back and forth on the meaning of interceptions in practice, and if it's meaningful, if it's not, if you're happy Jalen Hurts is taking chances, if you're concerned that this is a square peg round hole with this offense. And I can see both sides. I feel both sides of those equations. I do think it's good that he's trying things and not being ultra conservative in practice, because he needs to figure out what he can do in this offense. I also think there is a square peg round hole aspect to his particular skill set and what this offense needs you to provide. So that's where I'm at. I'm skeptical he's going to perform at a high level in this offense. But I think now, as we get closer to the season, and today is the final training camp practice. The Eagles will practice this afternoon at the Jefferson Health Training Complex, and then that's it. They will not practice again during training camp. They'll have their final preseason game Friday, and they're going to have cutdowns on Sunday. And when they get on the practice field next week, they're on to Washington. I mean, they have, you know, 2 weeks to prepare for the first game of the season against the Washington Commanders. That is it. It's all hands on deck for that first game of the year, the Washington Commanders. So we are about to arrive at this season. You know, the season, the NFL season, starts 2 weeks from tonight with the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots. The following night, it's the Rams and the Niners in Australia. So we're here now. And I think the most important part of this season being successful and the future of the Eagles, you know, short term being very successful, is I need the Eagles to make sure that they're all on the same page over there between Nick Sirianni, Sean Mannion, Jalen Hurts, Howie Roseman. And what I mean by that is, what is the objective of this season? What is the objective of this offense? What is the objective of the quarterback? And you would think, you'd say, Joe, of course, win, right? It's just winning. Well, I'm not quite sure that's the only objective. And I my concern is that everyone's got different self-interests here that could muddy this, okay? So you have a brand new offense. And I think there's going to be some natural growing pains within this offense. You're seeing it right now in camp. Jalen Hurts has turned the ball over 13 times with interceptions. And it's one thing to say, okay, that's fine. But then it's different to live it in practicality. And, you know, you go back 2 years and the Eagles aborted mission, you know, 4 games into that season because they were turning the ball over way too much. And they decided to become a more conservative run-based offense. They rode Saquon Barkley to a championship and were the best team in pro football. But they stunted the progress of that particular offense and that passing game for the long term. Kellen Moore then departed, and the offense stagnated last year. Now we have a brand new offense, and we have Sean Mannion in here. And, you know, if you're, let's go through the different parties, okay? If you're Jalen Hurts, what are you being judged on? And I think that needs to be made very clear to him. If he's being judged on wins and losses, well, then he's a smart enough person and a smart enough football player to know if he takes care of the football with this defense, they're probably going to win a requisite number of games to where, if that's the judgment, they won't score many points. He could protect it. They'll probably be just like last year's team. They'll make the playoffs. And if that's how he's being judged and how he's being evaluated by the team, he could and likely will secure a new contract. If he is being judged and being measured on putting up more points, well, then he's going to play a different brand of football, which could, in essence, include more turnovers because he's going to try to push the ball and follow through in the offense. If he's being judged on how he's graded by Sean Mannion, then it's going to be a combination of those two things, and he's going to have to read the play the correct way more often than not, deliver the ball on time more often than not, and Sean Mannion's going to know on each play, based on the film, where the ball was supposed to go, where it could have went, and what the play should have looked like. So what Jalen Hurts is being evaluated on, how the Eagles will make a decision, I don't know. You don't know either. But I think Jalen Hurts needs to know what's most important, what the team wants most out of him this year, because that will dictate how he plays the position. For Nick Sirianni, is he secure no matter what? And does he feel that? He did get a contract extension after the Super Bowl last year. And if he feels secure and he feels like he could wed himself to this new offense, then perhaps he's going to grin and bear it, even if they struggle early in the season. 2 years ago, they didn't grin and bear it. They adjusted. They tried self-preservation, and it worked. And they rode it to a championship. But make no mistake, that was self-preservation by Nick Sirianni. He was going to get fired if that 2024 season went off the rails after what happened in 23 and after all the talent they had given him over the 3-4 years he was the head coach of the football team. So that was self-preservation by Nick Sirianni. It worked out swimmingly. Is he going to try to be, you know, preserving himself again? Is that always his mentality? Because if it is, they'll pivot and won't stay with the offense. If you're Sean Mannion, are you trying to put your offense on film for the league so you can have a career? Or are you trying to win football games and score as many points as possible with this team? Or just trying to help the team and not turn the ball over? Like, what is the objective Sean Mannion has each game? How does his objectives counter or flow with Nick Sirianni's objectives? It all plays into this. And then if you're Howie Roseman, what is this about? Is this about just, again, winning the division and trying to get to the playoffs? Or is this a more of a learning year where you're trying to figure out, okay, is this the right offense for us? Is this the right offensive coach for us? Is there more to Sean Mannion than just an offensive coach? Could he be our next head coach down the line? How does Nick Sirianni work with Sean Mannion? And big picture, am I paying the quarterback again? And if I'm not paying him again, why am I not paying him again? And if I am paying him again, why am I paying him again? Is it just about wins and loss? I think Howie's too smart for that because there's too many variables that go into a win and a loss to just say the quarterback. So I think it's going to be about performance. I think it's going to be about how Jalen Hurts adapts, evolves, and gets better in this offense. This all sounds great in theory. It all does. But then you can start watching him in the field and people make business decisions. It's why that term comes into the sports world all the time. Business decisions. Who's going to make business decisions? Who's going to make Eagles decisions? And what is the Eagles ethos from those four people this year? It starts with Howie. It goes to Nick. It's presented to Jalen and Mannion. That's how this has to go. They have to have a strong, united core front of what they're trying to accomplish this year. And if the number one goal is to put this offense in so the Eagles can build a football team using the structure of this new scheme moving forward, then that's all that matters. And if they drop some games, they drop some games. If the quarterback fails, the quarterback fails, because it's about the Eagles. It's about the long term, not the short term.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
I've realized lately that the products I use every single morning genuinely affect how I feel for the rest of the day. If something feels heavy, greasy, overly makeup-y, or complicated, I just stop reaching for it. That's why I've been loving Primally Pure's new Sun Serum Tinted SPF. It gives mineral SPF 30 protection and enough coverage to make my skin look even and healthy, but it still looks like my skin. It has this really fresh, lived-in glow, and their lip and cheek tint has become one of those products I keep throwing on throughout the day because it makes me look instantly more awake and put together in like 10 seconds. The whole vibe just feels very effortless. Skin first, clean girl beauty. Products that enhance your skin. If you've been wanting your routine to feel lighter, simpler, and more natural this summer, definitely check out Primally Pure's Sun Serum and Lip and Cheek Tints.
If it is about winning this year, then I could see them pivoting. I mean, like, that's obviously. I mean, this, because I don't think this is going to be pretty. I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to be a great thrower of the football in this particular offense. This is, so I could see them pivoting to a very conservative offense and running the football a ton and trying to win these games, you know, like they did last year. And like they beat the Lions, like they beat the Packers. But that wasn't sustainable. That wasn't fair to the defense. That wasn't, you know, a way to win that could sustain in the postseason. That was a very, very short-term idea. So, you know, we can all say the one thing versus the other, but how the Eagles approach the season is going to tell a tale. And the last few days of training camp, and really the last week or so, I think the turnovers have exploded to the point where we can't ignore them anymore. I mean, they're turning the football over, and Jalen Hurts turned the football over at a pretty, alarming rate, considering what Jalen's been in the past, who Jalen has been as a quarterback in the regular season, who Jalen has been as a quarterback in training camp over the years. He just doesn't throw interceptions. And he's thrown a lot this summer. And you start to think about the why and the how and the is and all of it. And I just hope the Eagles are on the same page because, you know, we saw a not same page season in 2020. We really did. And that was a disaster. This Eagles defense had Fangio far better than what they had in 2020. Injuries ravaged that offensive line. I mean, that's the kind of stuff you cannot project in August. But you go back to that time period, and it felt like are we all really on the same page season? They had a lot of different cooks in the kitchen on offense. They had Jalen Hurts, who was the developmental quarterback, kind of on the side being tutored by Marty Morningway. They had Doug Peterson, who at that point, I think, was starting to feel a little bit of lack of respect from the people around him in the organization. And you had the bones of trying to bring a new scheme in, but meshing it with Doug's scheme. This has some elements of that. It does. I think there's just a higher floor to this particular team. That team bottomed out with 4 wins. I don't think that will happen this year because they have too many other good elements around them, specifically the run game and, for right now, the offensive line depth and the defense. So there's a floor to this team that's probably in the 7-win range. It's just a floor if things go awful. But the ceiling of that 2020 team was pretty limited, and you felt it early in that season. And unless the Eagles are on the same page, they will limit their floor this year as well. And the funny part with this particular team is the ceiling could be pretty high if they're on the same page. Like, they could get to 11 or 12 wins. They could, because they have the requisite talent and they have a formula that has worked. But if they're going to commit to this scheme, they have to commit to the ugly. They have to commit to the uncomfortable. They have to commit to the premise and the potential of missing the postseason. Because I do think there's a real chance that this team, if they commit to this and they go through the growing pains, even if that means throwing their quarterback overboard, you know, and realizing he's not their guy for this offense for the future, could mean an 8 or 9 win season and on the outside looking into the postseason. But I mean, that sometimes teams have to do that, like a reset transition year, and it'll set them up for the future to where they'll see the players they have. They'll see if they'd love Mannion to run this scheme. They'll know they plug a quarterback in next year that is more, you know, either younger, cheaper, and or more equipped to run this particular offense. They could take off in a huge way, super, super fast next year. I mean, so that is a real possibility. This doesn't have to be a long-term, you know, problem for them at all. I mean, they can make this a very short-term thing if they do it right, but they have to do it right. And if they abandon ship halfway through the season, what does that mean for them? What does it mean for their future? What does it mean for Jalen Hurts? What does it mean for the head coach? And I think I mentioned four people here, but the big communication has to be between Howie and Nick Sirianni. Has to be. Those two have to be more locked in and on the same page than any other two to make this truly work. And if they are, I think they'll be okay. If they're not, there's going to be friction there. And then you get the Mannion aspect because he's the new guy and he's trying to make a name for himself both here and everywhere. And you wonder, like, all right, well, how does that look? How does the Mannion make a name for himself look? And how does Jalen Hurts factor in? There's a lot. There's a lot here. And the more interceptions that pile up in training camp, the more I wonder if the Eagles are ready for this. Are they all on the same page with this offense? Do they know what page they want to be on? And can they stay on the same page throughout the season? That's the critical part. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94. WIP, check it out there. McGurk's Langhorne today on this Wednesday. It is Wednesday, August 26th. McGurk's in Langhorne. We will be here from 10 to 2 doing the midday show. Come on out, have some lunch. They're open early as we're going to start the show at 10 o'clock. So if you're in the area, would love to see you. Come out and say hi. We'll be doing the show here from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And of course, my book, What If? Tackling the Biggest Unanswered Questions in Philadelphia Sports History. It is out now. What If Philly Book. .com is how you get in and how you order it. And I can't wait to have you order the book in the coming weeks and days and months. I absolutely can't wait for it. So hop in, get the book on the website. What If PhillyBook.com is how you order my book right now. Thanks so much for listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there.